Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We hope you're having a good day today, and we have got Middle Cross up, and they are it's a group out of Madison County, up here in Western North Carolina, and we thank God for them. I'm talking about some boys that love Jesus, and you talking about some guys that'll help you. Amen. We love them. Probably one of the clearest sounds as far as stringed instruments that you'll hear is from the Middle Cross group out of Madison County. And I tell you, I appreciate these boys. They won't go out and sing on Sundays, because they're supporting their preacher. And I thank God for that. They're a blessing to us. They came and was at our men's prayer breakfast. And we appreciate Middle Cross. Middle Cross singing now, Little Branch.
Lord, I'm just a little branch on a mighty tree. I'm just a little branch on a mighty tree. When I need rain, you let it rain on me. I'm just a little branch on a mighty tree. Lord, I know I'm small, but you make me strong. And you placed me here where I belong. I can feel your mighty hand as it purges me. I'm just a little branch on a mighty tree. I'm just a little branch on a mighty tree. I'm just a little branch on a mighty tree.
All right, that's Middle Cross singing, I'm Just a Little Branch on a Mighty Tree. And I thank God for that. What a blessing. We're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where we're preaching on Psalms chapter number 1, and we're talking about a tree within the text. This is part number 1 of the message.
The Bible said in Psalms chapter number 1, verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I want you to notice that right there. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's going to be a sad day, isn't it? It'll be a sad day when God begins to separate the righteous from the ungodly. It's going to be a scary day, amen? And we're going to see some that are no doubt set out to be perished. And I'm thankful tonight you don't have to go that way, amen? It seems that that Psalms chapter number 1 is a psalm of comparison. It's a comparison of the saint of God, but it's also a comparison of the sinner. And so I want you to see, you could say it this way, it's a comparison of the journey of the child of God, but it's also showing us what the journey of the sinner will be. If you look at the text this evening, I will say to you that I see, first of all, in verse number 1, that God is instructing us with divine wisdom. Now, what I mean by divine wisdom is this. I mean that God's wisdom is not our wisdom, all right? We have this mindset of philosophy in our day that's absolutely wrong, amen? God knows, amen. God knows everything from beginning to end. He knows of all eternity, God knows. And so our wisdom and our thoughts ought to come from the things of God and not from a man's wisdom. I've never understood, I've never understood tonight why anybody would want to trust a textbook that was written by man over the word of God that was written by God. Don't make no sense to me, amen. But I just think I'll just stick with God's word, all right? So I want to show you some things. He says that the blessed man, the word of God means, when he says the word blessed, it means this. It means to be straight or level. Now, whenever you're working in the carpentry field or machining like we do, you want things to be straight. You want things to be within tolerance. You want things to be fall within a set of parameters. If they're not within the set of parameters, they're declared as scrap. No good. Amen. I made some last week, some pretty bad numbers of scrap. Amen. But you know, you say, why, preacher? They fell outside of the tolerances to which the company had established. Can I say that the Bible said this about the blessed man, the blessed person, is one who's going to line themselves up with the word of God. And that word blessed has another word that goes with it, the word happy. You'll find some blessings and some happiness that comes together when you start living according to God's tolerances and God's ways. You'll find yourself lined up with the word of God, straight as an arrow, friend, and you'll find yourself being blessed by God because you're walking right, living right, talking right, and expounding yourself before others right. It's amazing what happens when you let the word of God take over your life, how that your life begins to take focus and begin to take shape. Now, may I say, in the ancient mind, to be straight or level was to be blessed and to be happy. May I say to you that they found that when they started living right, it made them feel good. Now we've got it all messed up today in the world that we live in. They want to come in and hear a feel-good message and how to live sinful and be blessed by God at the same time. It can't happen, friend. It cannot happen. The only way that we can be blessed and have the happiness of heart and the joy within our soul is simply this, to line ourselves up with what this book says. And if you start changing that aspect about yourself, what you'll find is this. You'll find that your life has meaning, and that brings you joy and contentment down in your soul. And you begin to say, hey, I tell you, God does know what he's doing. It's amazing how that when you don't cuss around your fellow workers, how that they stop cussing. They feel uneasy. You see, there's an uneasiness there because of that presence of that person, that individual who doesn't cuss around them, who doesn't carry on around them. Hey, listen, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. One of the first times that the words blessed is mentioned in Scripture, or that of happy, it's mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter number 33, verse 29. But the Bible says, happy art thou, O Israel, who is likened to thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, who is the sword of thy excellency. Saved by the Lord. They're happy because God saved them from misery, saved them from attack, saved them from a bad situation. Can I tell you tonight that you that's been born again with the grace of God, you ought to walk around with joy in your soul. You ought to be the happiest person on the floor. You ought to be the happiest person, amen, in town. Why? Because we know this. God saved us from a devastating situation, a place called hell. But not just hell. He saved us from a wicked life, amen. Thank God we don't have to live that way no more, amen. Now listen, we're excited and happy because of salvation in the Lord. Now some people don't get this. And the reason why that they don't get it is because they've never been saved. You can always tell somebody who's trying to go through religion and doesn't have a relationship because they're not excited about it. It's a duty to them. It's a dread to them. They don't have no joy. It's just they're going through the motions, you see. But man, when you ever get, I'll tell you right now, if you ever get plugged in right, thank God, you'll have energy to your soul that you ain't doing all. When I came in here tonight, son, I was dead as a doornail. I mean, I'll tell you something. I was dragging in. I was tired. We got down there in the prayer room tonight, thank God, and got plugged in right. I tell you, I feel better tonight than I did when I started this morning, thank God. I'm all right. Amen. We're going to be fine. But in the context of the scripture, we find in verse number 1, the description of the godly man's journey or the godly man's ways. Now notice this. Notice first of all, the Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. This godly man, number 1, this godly man is a separated man from the world. He's not a part, listen, he's in the world, but he's not of the world. Yep, there's a difference there, amen. We have to be in the world, but we don't have to be part of the worldly activities that's going on within the world, amen. Notice he does not listen to ungodly men. God says, there, right there, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That counsel is listening to wrong wisdom. That evil counsel will bring you down. I'll tell you, young people, you've got to be careful listening to people who want to influence your mind, because a lot of times what they have is junk and garbage, and it absolutely doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And sometimes the way that they say it will be enticing, but in the end it will produce nothing. And so, a godly man, a happy man, somebody who has joy, is somebody who does not listen to the wisdom of the ungodly. God says the happy or the blessed man is marked by things that he does not do. So what do you mean by that, preacher? Well, he's marked by the things he does not do. He's marked by the places he does not go, the movies he does not see. He's marked by the people he does not entertain. He stays away from worldly activity. I'm talking about ungodly things, amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people, man, listen here. That's one thing, amen, for you to be working around someone, but it's another thing for you to engage in their worldly lifestyle, amen. I don't think we should be a part of that. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Primarily, he does not listen to the ungodly man.
Well, I hate to interrupt at this point, but our time has come and gone. Please tune in tomorrow for the rest of the message.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HoopersCreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.